arm, and you can, with his operation, you can pick them up at the markets he's at, as well as at the farm.
I got you. Yep.
If you want to belong to the thing, then you have to make arrangements now.
Yeah. Yep. No, I get it. I've found that to be a challenge. I'm sure there are other people that it's a home run for, but when you get a slew of zucchini all at once, you better have a lot of ideas of what you're going to do with that zucchini.
With what you're going to do with it. Yeah, I was a member once of one over in Warren County.
Right.
I went one, I think you went on a Thursday or Friday, and I stopped by, and they gave me a basket full of tomatoes.
Yep.
What the heck am I going to do
with
all these tomatoes before they go bad?
Yeah, you start giving them away to everybody, and so...
Well, that's why he has a different take on it. You go by the pick, he calls it, so that you get relatively small sizes. You could take two bunches of spinach.
I see.
Instead of at other CSAs, you might get a basket full of tomatoes.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Melick runs one also, and I talked to Rebecca Melick. She's always at the Melick Town Farm in Olwick, and they are not open yet. I think they're opening this weekend. I'm not sure, but it's imminent. Anyway, they do a CSA program also that runs from July to November. They don't start it up until July. But it's 22 weeks of produce, and including a lot of apples and peaches and so forth that they grow there.
Okay.
I mean, Alex is the biggest apple producer in New Jersey.
Yeah. Yep. No, they're huge.
Huge.
Yep.
And I think John told me that they had 650 acres, some 20,000 apple trees. It's just a huge. Huge number of apples they grow.
Sure. And how much produce really goes on, Al, between now and July? I mean, I know some of the leafy greens come up around now, but we really don't get to see a real bounty until that June-July area, right?
Until June and July,
yeah,
and
so
then on.
You're not really
through
missing
the summer
too
and into the fall.
Yeah. Okay.
All the berries come on during July and continue, different types of berries, into August and September.
Sure.
But when the apples are ready, they start in August, I think, and go on to November.
Nice. Okay.
But a lot of the apples, they turn into cider and wine. And I was, frankly, not aware. I knew that they did hard cider and wine, apple wine.
Right.
But I was not aware that they are in so many different, there are more than three dozen shops and restaurants in Hunterdon County that carry the Melick apple cider and wine.
Nice. Yeah, well, if you got a good thing, and like you said, he's got 650 acres, so that's a lot of apples.
A lot of apples. They all have to be trimmed in the winter. They've long since been trimmed.
Yep.
And they're keeping their fingers crossed so you don't have a late frost that kills the blooms.
Right. Or a really messy white snow.
Yeah.
Too much. All right, so we got Melick. We got, who else did you speak to?
Tubon Farm. I talked to Jane Smith, who is John Smith's mother. She runs the Flower Smith, which is at the same location as Two Barn Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And she grows flowers at greenhouses under big covers and so forth, so she has a long season of flowers. She says she has anemones and tulips right now, ranunculus will be coming on soon, and then zinnias and dahlias and peonies and lilies and so forth will come. She grows over 100 different types of varieties of flowers.
Wow.
And find her at the Stangle Market every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's possible right now with what she grows.
Wow, very cool. She goes to what, florists, or you just pick? She just gives them at her.
She sells both retail and wholesale, and furnishes lots of flowers to local florists. Yeah,
nice.
Cool. Yeah. Also, she'll do arrangements for people if they're having a party or a wedding or whatever,
mm-hmm.
different events. But farming has started; it's already underway.
Nice. All right. We're ready to go, and that's still a big industry here in Hunterdon County, and so your chat with these folks represents the fact that, and we laughed about it a couple weeks ago, that they don't really care about the time, and quite frankly, they don't really care about the weather. They've got a timetable they got to meet.
Yeah, so. The thing about farming is there's something to do all year, even when things may not be growing.
Sure.
Like the Meleks, they have to trim those 20,000 trees
yep.
in the winter months.
And then they got to pollinate them, right? Don't they bring the honeybees in?
The bees come in and yeah. do the pollinating. Yeah,
yeah, fantastic stuff. It's just amazing that what we take for granted when you grab a crisp apple every morning.
Yeah, so. Yeah. The bee has been there long ago.
Cool. All right, well, we're going to see if we can catch you in spring next week.
Yeah. let's hope we're done with the snow.
This is ridiculous, but one more day of it, and it's almost unique in that I remember back in, had to be like the late 60s, early 70s, we had Easter, a big snowstorm on Easter. But so this is about the first time I can remember having something like this since then, but it happens from time to time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you stay inside and have some soup, and it'll all be gone by Wednesday.
And I'll watch the snow melt.
Excellent. Thanks again, Al. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Take care. Look forward to it.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Al Orr giving us insight into the folks that are over at the doing agriculture. We're at a breaking point. We're going to take a break. And we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes, right after the news and the weather.
Payphone trying to call home, all of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah, I know it's hard to remember.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical.
You say it's too late to make it.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and we are back, ready to get it done.
We are getting it done, folks. I am Mike Hewitt, my co-host, Miles Bauer. Listen, Miles, let's kick this off with, this isn't about guns, folks, thank goodness, because I'm almost getting tired of it, but This is about retired Justice Stevens, who argues for the repeal of the Second Amendment. And I'm not going to go through the big, long, dribbly quote because it's almost nonsensical. But I will let me offer a different quote instead, and it's in response. It is astounding to see such a ridiculous assertion made by a former Supreme Court justice. What constitutionally protected right should be deemed a relic next, Justice Stevens? The first, the third, the fourth? This isn't the answer. And that's from U.S. Representative Bill Huizenga. And Representative Huizenga is spot on. And in fact, I'd go you a step further. Justice Stevens wrote a book about how he would change the Constitution. And it's an interesting read because if you compare Justice Stevens' rulings while sitting on the Supreme Court, if you lay out the U.S. Constitution on one side of the table and his book on the other, you'll find out which of the two that most or all of his rulings stemmed from. And it wasn't our Constitution. That's a hint for you. Miles, where are you at on this topic?
Actually, I was reading quite a bit about this. Apparently, a couple of your favorite publications, like the Washington Post.
New York Times, too, I hope.
and your subscription to the New York Times.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're coming out and telling him, please shut up, otherwise you're going to mess up our November elections.
Right. But
Liberals are getting a little sweaty about this because they're afraid the blue-collar Democrats are going to break again for the Republicans because of talk like this. So I'm actually kind of enjoying listening to, as I would say, the loony left kind of mouthing off, because that's kind of, you know, making the case for the guys that I actually believe in.
It's interesting, though, because we've talked about this a couple times now, because we'll hear often from the mainstream media about how many Republican congressional representatives and senators are retiring out. And the part that we never hear from them, which is the more telling of the stories, is how many incumbent Democrats are being primaried. Couple that with the fact that the Democratic Party has made an effort to make sure that they are challenging every Republican incumbent across the fruited plain. So that obviously their goal here is to divide and conquer and to overwhelm. But the primaries that they themselves face is the more telling. And so when I look into, for instance, Huizenga, he's got a Democratic challenger. The Democratic challenger come off with some absolute lunacy on his own Twitter account that that suggests that it was Huizenga that was splitting people up or offering divisionary comments. And I read that, and I'm trying to get my head around it because it ignores the fact of what former Justice Stevens says in the first place. I thought that Huizenga's response was well thought out and measured and reasonable in most people's minds, regardless of party, which tells you the folks that on the grassroots side of the left, these folks are unhinged. That's my interpretation of it, and it's why they're primarying so many of their own incumbents. It is fascinating. You're right about that part. It's fun to sit back and watch how they are moving themselves to the left and what damage it's doing to them. You take Renegade River, which is a gun shop, and it's the largest sponsor of this show. Renegade River and RenegadeRiver.com, we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But in total, we do a lot of business with just regular Democrats. I don't agree with them on all the issues, but they're nice people. Those folks that I'm talking about are honest people, and they're just not going to fly with this lunacy. So I think that you're right to point out New York Times, Washington Post et al., because they've got to be concerned.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so when you think about at the end of the 2016 election, the Democrats were at their lowest point relative to power since the 1920s.
Right.
And if they continue to hemorrhage seats in this upcoming election, where does that take the Democrats back to? Almost like they've never been so low, ever?
Yeah, they're
now,
misgaging.
Now, don't turn on MSNBC or CNN, because they'll just
to
tell you that they're awesome.
Well, they do. They think there's the blue wave coming. We saw an example of the blue wave in Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
And So I don't know. In fact, I rarely do this, but I talk about this week. I watched, when I say I rarely do this, I rarely talk about other shows. But I watched, or I listened to an episode of Glenn Beck's show today, not today, this week. And he went on at some length about the firearms industry being in free fall, about how they'd overbuilt and they thought that the party would never end. And that's why Remington has filed bankruptcy, and he went on and on and on about that. And I'm, folks, I'm in that business. And to say that that just isn't so would be the understatement of the day. It was so foolhardy, and I'm not trying to be disparaging of him, but he couldn't get any more wrong. And my example to that is Renegade River. It just finished its biggest fiscal quarter ever and just finished its biggest month ever. And by the way, the lion's share, 99% of that business, had absolutely nothing to do with the Second Amendment threat, all of that stuff. It's all sporting good products. It's people going trap shooting and skeet shooting and target practicing. So I listened to folks, including him. I can only conclude that he must not be directly plugged into the firearms world, or that he's listening to Washington Post and New York Times also, because what he was saying doesn't add up to the reality of it. I don't know what Remington's problem was, whether they overstocked, whether that new organization that purchased them made a calculated decision not to pay their bills. I have no idea. But my point in bringing this up is there's a reason that the left is pushing so hard against firearms. It has absolutely nothing to do with schools or anything else. They are making a misjudgment on the midterms, folks. I submit to you passionately, they are screwing up on this one. What do you think,
Miles? And America is actually responding. According to the Washington Free Beacon,
yep,
the NRA Political Action Committee donations in February tripled over what they were able to gather in January.
Right.
They went from a little over a $200,000 January to a little under a $800,000 February. So, I mean, America's not just pushing back. They're pulling out their wallets and pushing back.
And meanwhile, you've got our friends on the left, like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who says the Constitution doesn't give you the right to have ammunitions and bullets. And so they're literally advancing a bill to put some background checks on those types of things. So if you and your sons and your daughters are planning to go skeet shooting, they want to make sure that you pause for a background check before you buy a box of field grade 20 gauge for your 17-year-old daughter. And it gets to the point where you're just rolling your eyeballs. They're folks, they're really, really misreading the tea leaves on this one. And it goes exactly to your point. Interesting that you said 800,000 versus 200,000, because that was the exact opposite of the numbers. They said 800,000 were in the D.C. March, and in reality, it was less than 200,000. They're misreading this, folks. They really are making a mistake, and I'm applauding them passionately.
Yeah, I mean, and plus the whole thing about background checks around ammo.
Right.
Mike, when I was competitively shooting with my, wait for it, my AR.
Right, your Armalite-style rifle, Miles?
In the high power category, which also included the weapon we used in Korea, which was the M1A Garand.
Sure. Beautiful firearm.
I did not buy ammo when I was competitively shooting.
Right.
Because I needed a very precise type burn and I wanted the bullet to travel in a specific path.
Right.
So I loaded my own ammunition, as did many others who competitively shot with me.
Sure. Most competitive shooters look for a certain recipe. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And we're just so glad to be here and glad you're listening.
We are, absolutely are, folks. Listen, I'm Mike Hewitt, my co-host, Miles Bauer. Miles, let's change gears a little bit if we can. I'm reading a headline. Help me navigate it. This is from thesun.com UK. Headline, preparing for war. China sends massive navy for South China Sea war games after the president, I can't say his name, vowed to wage a bloody battle for world domination. What's your opinion of that, Miles? What are you reading in that?
Yeah, so apparently they were saying some of the formations that the Chinese Navy was using were more for photographs than they were for actual tactical exercises.
So I should equate to this like a military march only on water?
Yeah, I mean, given the degree of importance for saving face in the Chinese culture, I think that what the Chinese are doing is trying to push back a little bit over all of the saber rattling that Trump has been doing in that same area to kind of wake Fat Boy up. And what I mean by Fat Boy, obviously, is Kim Jong-un.
Rocket Man?
Rocket Man, yeah. So I think that the Chinese are kind of back a little bit.
Our
backyard.
they may be, but listen, we now have confirmed. We talked the other day about the supposed trip of Kim Jong-un to China, and now China has confirmed that Kim Jong-un has visited, and as I understand it, that was his first foreign trip as the supposed leader of North Korea. And folks, I say supposed because I remain unconvinced that he's the actual leader. I still think that the powers to be that were there when his father ran the country, I still, the more I've read, the more I believe that they're still pulling his strings, and he is the puppet man, not the rocket man. That's my opinion of it. But in either case, right or wrong, one thing is for certain, he did go to China. There is a lot of movement of something going on there. We know that we've got the ongoing tariff debate, and to Ludwig's point early in the week, if you look at the economies of what Trump has done versus the response of what China has done, it's mountains versus molehills, which tells me that, in my view, at least by my measure, Trump has won the first round of negotiation. But it goes to your point that it's about saving face, and I do believe that. But all of that debate doesn't take away the fact that they have been building a military base in the middle of the ocean on a man-made island, or what's, I think as I understand it, they took a reef and they're turning it into an island. Those things, to me, project that they've got some long-term plans that we should, now I'm not talking about a response to Trump or any president at this point, but they've got a long-term plan for something very different. That's my interpretation of the effort that they've put into building that island. What concerns me, though, folks, is that there's problems going all over the world. I mean, just gigantic problems. And meanwhile, we're arguing over absolutely what I consider to be domestic lunacy, with whether he can be called a he and is a she a he, or can a he, and you listen to it, your eyes glaze over with the gender debate, the Second Amendment debate, and what Stevens had to say. It feels like we're in an avalanche of never-ending academia lunacy, and it's poisoning corporate America, by the way, because all of the folks that academia, this is my view, I'm sure, not Miles, you may see it different, but in my view, academia has poisoned about three generations now, the most leading edge of that, the worst, and they've poured into corporate America. So if you go to big insurance corporate meetings, it, rather than talking about how to sell insurance or how to control loss, they're engaged in heavy, heavy debate over academia level tolerance, or what I consider to be intolerance. Those things I find to be, how should I say, cutting at the fabric of the United States, while we've got threats going on both economically, domestically, and threats around the world that we're just not paying attention to. They're not on our radar screen while we worry about what Stormy Daniels did, or who's she that's really a he that's a she, and can that person use the bathroom or not? And you go, really? That's what our level of importance is? That's the things that we want to think are important while we've got some really heavy lifting that needs to be done?
But that's the world that our mainstream media lives in.
It's almost like it's a diversion, some kind of a weird off-base diversion just to get our eyes off what they're trying to do behind the scenes.
Listen,
or something.
Listen, I talk to business people all the time that come and go from Renegade River. And they're good people. By the way, most of them are younger than me, so it's not a bunch of crusty old guys like Miles and I. Most of them are in their 30s, and they go to these meetings, and they kind of tell the story almost with, not almost, they've got a concerned look on their face, but they're doing it, trying to hide it. They talk about, you're sitting in a meeting, a corporate meeting of insurance was the last story I heard, where you're looking across the meeting room with several hundred management level and up employees, and you've got somebody going on at great length with all this new social reinvention, and the guy's reflecting. He says, you watch the other folks in the room. He says, at first I'm worried about me. Am I really out of step? And then you start looking around the room at all the other folks that are there thinking they went to learn about their trade, and instead they're all got a quizzical look like, where am I at? What world is this in? That's corporate America now. Corporate America, in my view, is in social peril. And that's the backbone of our economy. I know there's debate over that, but I need, if folks need a job, if a person needs a job, that's who gives the jobs, and they've got some social meltdown. Miles, you're in corporate America. Am I being shrill here with this?
No, but I mean, if you think about it, they've got to, and we have talked about this before, they've got to distract the people away from the economic renewal that is occurring in America.
Is that why this is ramping up? Is that why this, and I'm being honest with that question, do you believe, because I've always been aware of this, and it started when I was still engaged in working in corporate America. but never to the level that I'm hearing from these folks now. It's astounding, where I sit there like a little kid on the edge of my chair listening with my mouth flapped open in amazement with the stories that they're relating from the things that are being told, and it's coming at great expense. I mean, corporate America is paying these academiacs to come in and give these big, gigantic, large presentations, and it's absolutely poppycock. It's nonsense. So you think it's a big deviation, Miles, to keep people's eyeballs off of the economic success?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think about it, no, they don't want to report what's actually occurring. They don't want to report that, you know, Trump is improving trade. They don't want to report the economic well-being going on out there. They don't want to report that, you know, Michigan's going to get another car plant.
I get that from the media standpoint, but what's in it for corporate America? Say, just Acme Insurance Company, coast to coast. What's in it for those folks to hire, bring aboard these people that are spruing this freshman, junior year college nonsense? And it's all social babble. I don't know how else to say it to you folks. It's nonsense. It means virtually nothing to 99% of the United States in terms of how we live. What's in it for corporate America to pay these? Corporate America doesn't want to take people's eyes off of a great economy. So why are they invested in this?
It's fear, because they want to be able to say that they're in touch with these issues that are going on within society. Otherwise, if you think about it, the mainstream media will start writing negative articles about them, saying, oh, well, they're just crusty, they've got their head in the sand, they're not aware as to what all is going on. So it's a couple of
grumpy old guys like you and I. Listen, that's the word I heard over and over again yesterday and this week on a number of conversations on this path. The number one word when I said, what makes them do that? Number one word, folks, was fear. And I'm afraid that we're having a cultural crisis when a corporation has to employ these type of tactics rather than doing the business that they're in business to do. So, listen, Miles, everybody, we're going to go to a break. Folks, we'll be right back.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
USA Radio News.
It's an honor to have everybody on behalf of the Trump family, many of whom are with us right here in the audience. I just want to thank you. This is a special year. Our country is doing great.
President Donald Trump earlier today, as the White House opened its gates for the biggest social event of the year, the annual Easter Egg Roll. Now nearly 30,000 people took part this year in the annual Easter Egg Roll. In other news today, Ronald Kessler, who is the author of a new book which deals with some of the inner workings of the Trump White House, claimed that Kellyanne Conway is the, quote, number one leaker in the White House. Earlier today on Fox News, Conway addressed those comments made by Kessler.
Somebody puts Kellyanne in an interview on a Chyron in a headline. You get clicks and kicks. But we're not really discussing that here at all today.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and I recommend taking a look at that website.
That's a very good idea. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, my co-host, Miles Bauer. Listen, Miles, before we go on with some news, let's take a pause and do a socialist utopia update. This in from the MiamiHerald.com. In Venezuela, hungry child gangs use machetes to fight for quality garbage. There's some socialist utopia for you. How long ago was it, Miles, that the mainstream media and the uber left of their friends were bragging about Venezuela, and now it's crickets on these topics?
But if you talk to them, they would say the philosophy is still correct. Venezuela just didn't do it correctly.
So the Soviet Union didn't do it correctly. Cuba
right.
didn't do it correctly, and Venezuela, I can't find any institution government that has done it correctly at any time in written history. Even the ones that they point to currently that are still actually able to feed their people are segueing back towards capitalism, bar none. Don't believe me? Send me an email. I'll reply to you. It's too funny. Listen, I feel bad for the folks in Venezuela, because this was largely put upon them. They were absolutely controlled by their media and their government. Wait a minute, where have I heard that before? Oh, that would be here. So I would urge folks, pay attention. Orange County, California, may take a stand, and in fact is taking a stand against the state's sanctuary laws. Do you have any counties in Illinois, Miles, that are pushing back on the sanctuary state that are signed by your pseudo-Republican governor?
I'm sure there are, given that Illinois is pretty red once you get away from Chicago and Champaign.
Right. Is the southern half of the state down Belleville, et cetera, almost to St. Louis, is that area pretty blue also, though? So you got blue on the top and blue on the bottom with America in the middle? Yeah, I didn't say
right.
that, folks. And that's my interpretation of Illinois. I can't imagine some of those folks that are out there working for a living in central Illinois are impressed with these kind of laws. I ask that because, this week I watched one of the sheriffs on Fox News give an interview on this topic. And, it seemed to be his view. Wait a minute, to take this office, I gave an oath to defend the Constitution. And so I don't know how some folks wrestle their way through to these things. But, I mean, the more I read on it, there are large swaths, not majority, by the way, thank God, but there are large swaths of people that do not recognize citizenship whatsoever. So they don't think that the folks are coming to the United States illegally. They think they're simply undocumented. What's your opinion of that topic, Miles?
Well, given all of the hoopla around the census, we know now the truth behind why they want a borderless nation is because they want to hang on to their institutions of power.
It really is about that. It's about, if you look at the, we talked about this a couple times now, going back to about a month ago, if you look at the argument that's starting to heat up, it's starting to make it into the nightly panel discussions on mainstream media, cable media. I can't tell the difference anymore, folks, but if you watch there, they're starting to have the census dialogue. And I told you a month ago this will end up at the Supreme Court. And the goal has nothing to do with undocumented workers or illegal aliens or whatever you want to refer to those folks at. The goal is to get greater congressional representation, period. That's the goal with the census debate. And I find that fearsome, that they can just take in large groups of folks and say, I know you're not citizens, you don't have the right to vote, and in many places in the United States you cannot legally get a driver's license, and shouldn't be able to, I might add, but we're going to count you and garner congressional representation and thereby steal other areas of the United States' congressional representation and trade. Those things are fearsome.
You know what I find fascinating, though, about the census? Do you know that those rotten people that are running the census, they're only going to have two answers for gender?
Folks, you got to know, during the break I was complaining about the NICS background check, which is managed by the FBI. They have the audacity on a NICS background check to only ask for sex, male, female. There's not 83 choices, and we all know it's an academic fact that there are 83 choices as a base minimum.
That wasn't a yes or no question?
No. What happens when you go give blood, speaking of you, Brian?
I heard that they ask you what gender you're reporting as. If it's, even though you may obviously be a male or female, they will have to confirm that you are actually reporting as how you appear.
Now, how often can you give blood?
I think it's every 8 weeks.
So every 8 weeks you could identify as something different?
Apparently so.
Could you go in and identify as a female poodle or a crocodile?
I don't know if the animal, your animal spirit partner is a part of that, whatever they call that. But
I'm sorry, folks. This is some of it just to the point where that's what I was getting at early on when I said why we debate these nonsensical things. There's problems going on that ought to be getting handled. And frankly, that I think the media has a constitutional duty to put a spotlight on rather than arguing over these nonsensical things. That's my view of it. But you may be right. This may be all a bunch of smoke and mirrors. And so they're using the vastly less than 1% of the population that are wrestling with these things. And I don't say that disparagingly, but you've got less than 1% of the populace wrestling with these issues. But we're going to drag the entire United States through the eye of a needle in order to, I guess, accommodate. But the federal government's not accommodating. Most states are not asking for your 83 gender choices. I don't know. It gets kind of confusing, doesn't it? What say you, Miles Bauer?
Well, and the other thing that's kind of fun about the census is that they also ask you about your ethnicity, which is fascinating. I mean, why, if we're going to come unhinged if they ask you about citizenship, then why wouldn't they come unhinged about sexuality and ethnicity as well? Because, I don't know, maybe I don't count Argentinian Americans as Americans. Who knows?
It's a difficult thing. Listen, the 4473 form, folks, and you can go to duckduckgo.com, pull the form up and read it. But when you talk about ethnicity, the FBI asks a series of questions. Two of them specifically relate to ethnicity, and everyone misses, it's two parts, and I'm going by memory, so bear with me, but I think it's 10A and 10B, and everyone, the first one is, are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic? Then if you read on, and it looks like it's all one series of choices, so 90-plus percent of the folks that fill out that form by hand check whatever they are. They're African American, white, black, they're white, they're Asian. And then they miss the first part, which is, are you Hispanic or not Hispanic? Except for the Hispanic fella who checked Hispanic and missed the rest of the questions. I said, sir, you have to answer one of these. He said, but I'm not any of those. And he wasn't. I said, but it doesn't matter. The law says you have to answer one. He said, I don't get offended. He said, I'm really not offended now, but that's stupid. I'm not any of them. And he's not any of them. And you look to the federal government. You say, you must have some academiacs in your line making these forms up for you because they're kind of stupid. I'm just saying. And if, by the way, it's the same rationale that they use to vet an incoming person from somewhere like a war-torn country like Syria. Are you a terrorist? No. Are you have family members or friends with terrorists? No. Have you ever been inclined to or have an interest? No. Okay, come on in. Here's your check. Wait a minute. Stop. It's just stupid. It's just government on steroids, driven by the exact topics and nonsense that we're talking about. That's my view of it. Listen, final words on this topic, Miles. We're down to the bell.
So if I was here illegally,
yep.
Why during the census would I answer the question honestly about my citizenship?
You're not saying folks would lie. Remember, they're not criminals. They're undocumented. So let's not parse words here. They wouldn't be liars. Most of them are not going to fill out the form. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying they aren't going to fill it out honestly. I'm sure our progressive friends are going to want them to fill out five or six of them.
I'm sure the marijuana question on the 4473 form is always answered honestly also. Folks, we're going to go to a break and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6565 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6565.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and it's time for the Enigma Report.
Folks, it is time for the Enigma Report. Just two or three small enigmas to wrestle our way through. I'm Mike Hewitt, my co-host Miles Bauer. Listen, the first enigma is that Uber car drives downstairs, this is a shocking part of the story, and gets stuck at the bottom because cars weren't. Miles, are you an Uber fan?
No.
Uber drives downstairs, gets stuck in San Francisco.
Now, did this have an actual human driver?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it was a real human. Otherwise, okay.
The GPS device was misleading him.
I think his onboard brain was malfunctioning. I think he had a malfunction, and it's not like two or three steps; it's a whole flight of stairs in some kind of outside park. I watched the clip of it, and
wow!
Kron. KRON4.com is a news station out in San Francisco. They've got a clip of it. You just kind of roll your eyeballs. Listen, the real enigma here, former President Obama envisions creating, and now I quote, a million young Barack Obamas. That's what he said in a speech in Japan recently. And then I added, humility isn't his strength. That's just my takeaway. I evidently, from the storyline, he wants to create a million young community organizers. Maybe he can reinvent America like he was trying so hard to do in the light of Venezuela. Miles, what do you think about a million Barack Obamas community organizing all across the fruited plain?
I think it's interesting. I think it shows you the insight as to the world that Barack Obama lives in.
You mean raw arrogance on steroids?
Yeah, or just being that delusional to believe that.
He thinks it and said it in a sitting up in a big comfy chair on a stage with a microphone, leaned back very comfortably, opining at great length on a number of topics. And I watched most of it, folks. I like to learn. But some of these things that he says, you just go, wow, what kind of mind... And I'm not trying, I got to say it again, I'm not trying to be disparaging. I earnestly don't understand what kind of mind thinks that way. And my first thought was that is raw, unadulterated arrogance. And folks say that Trump is bombastic or arrogant. Oh my goodness. This is arrogance and bombastic beyond the pale is my take on it. It's a fascinating way of thinking. Is my view of it. Listen, on a slightly different topic, and I don't know that this is an enigma, but it's one that I've been pushing forward for several days, and I wanted to make sure I promised myself I wouldn't forget it. This is an article from theconversation.com. It goes on to a conversation.com with teen mental health deterioration over 5 years. There's a likely culprit. And when you read it, it's a group of doctors that have done a pretty significant study. And when they say mental health deterioration, I think we've talked about this on this show. You've seen a lot in mainstream media, not so much in social media because it's not catching fire, but I wished it would. In fact, perhaps the enigma is that it's not being talked about enough in the social side of the United States. And that's what's going on with teens. I'm not talking about guns, I'm not talking about the march, etc. I'm talking about the numbers of teens that are identifying themselves as being depressed to the point of being able to use the term by definition of clinical depression. Suicide rates are up. Folks, I think we need to pause. And for me, the enigma is why are we not pausing to say what's going on? So this group does a study, and it was their conclusion that these numbers began spiking 5 years ago, and they directly point to smartphones. And I found it a fascinating article, and I genuinely encourage you folks to look it up. If you've got teens in your family, if you're noticing something different with your own child, I think it's an important thing that we should be having a dialogue about rather than which one of these 83 genders are you. Miles, you got an opinion on this? You're our tech guy on the show.
Yeah, I wonder if it's the smartphone to blame, or if there's just something that needs to be examined relative to the people around the smartphone. I mean, I kind of view this as the same correlation around guns, right?
Right.
Is it the person using the gun, or is it the gun itself?
I think you're spot on with that. My interpretation of the article wasn't the phone itself as a culprit. So let's not try to amend the Constitution to get rid of smartphones. That would be silly. But I do think that a lot of youth are immersing themselves in this technology. And we've kind of touched on this in the past. where a person can be walking down the sidewalk and fall into an open manhole cover because they're so engrossed in what's going on the smartphone, social media, and all that. And the interesting part about it is they may have 50 friends or 100 friends or 1,000 friends, but the effect of it is that they're still standing there alone. And I don't think the human spirit was designed to be alone, Brian.
True. I mean, think of other things that people do to amuse themselves while they're by themselves. Reading books, newspapers. People don't walk around bumping into walls doing that. So it's something about where you're mobile and you're using these devices to maybe read stories or do many things.
Yeah, but
that people used to sit down and do with more basic technology.
But part of it goes to my teasing Ludwig a few days ago when I said that his generation and the generations younger than him have to have constant stimulation.
Yes.
They really do. Whereas in the past, maybe rightfully so, he identified it as the same. But I told the story about how I, during the summer, every single day, I was down at the neighbor's house. We were playing baseball. If we weren't playing baseball, we were swimming in a local lake. But there was always some kind of social activity. Miles Bauer is a lifelong friend that was the result of a social activity. And I say that because you're not likely to end up with anybody on Facebook or Twitter becoming a lifelong friend.
Right.
I think that's like a dead-end hallway, and no matter how many people you're conversing with, you're alone. I really think that's true. Miles, what say you?
Well, and plus you can put up a facade to so many people and misrepresent what is really going on with yourself and others. So in other words, I can make myself look like I'm traveling all around the world on Facebook, even though I'm stuck here in Chicago.
True. And you can present yourself, to your point, on social media as everything in your world is wonderful. Everything you cook looks like some galloping gourmet just finished it. But I'm reading the numbers. It says that 50% of the numbers of smartphone ownership for teens crossed the 50% mark in 2012. By 2015, it was 73% of teens had access to a smartphone. And listen, I'm 57. It wasn't that long ago for me when the debate among parents was, do they allow their child to have a phone? That was the debate. And most children didn't have one. The parents had one, but the children didn't. And once they became smartphones, and it feels like academia started advancing, and in this regard I'm not pounding on academia, but they started advancing the tolerance of smartphones in schools for use in sciences, for use in calculators, etc. I really think that this is, I don't know what percentage of the problem it is, but I think it is a large problem in our teen community. And this article, and by the way, folks, I found several articles that bear this article out, that there's something going on and it's rotating around, to your point, Miles, how we are using this technology.
Yeah, because, I mean, remember, to balance a little bit, back when you and I were growing up, the big rage was, how many hours do you let your kid watch TV?
Yep, that was a big deal. You're exactly right with that.
And that TV was going to end civilization because we were going to be just plugged into the TV.
Right. So now when I look at my daughters, the youngest of them now is 30, the big thing with them was texting. There was no smartphone. It was just a text. And that was mildly problematic, but it wasn't what social media has done with our children. I think we've got a problem there. I would encourage folks to take a look in your own families. You go to a restaurant, I've joked about this a lot, you've got four people, mom, dad, and two children. All four of them are talking.
USA Radio News.
Nothing's ever easy, but we have never had an economy like we have right now, and we're going to make it bigger and better and stronger. Our military is now at a level, will soon be at a level that it's never been before.
President Donald Trump earlier today as the White House opened its doors to nearly 30,000 people for the annual Easter egg roll, which took place earlier today. Now we're also hearing out of the White House from an aide to Russian President Vladimir Putin that President Donald Trump invited the Russian leader to the White House when they spoke by telephone last month. The two countries haven't started any preparations, though, for that upcoming visit. And finally, taking a quick look at your markets on this day after Easter, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down over 500 points, and the S&P is down over 60 points. You can always find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The New York Times number one seller, Portraits of Courage by former President George W. Bush, is a vibrant collection of oil paintings and stories that honor the sacrifice and courage of America's military veterans. Available in a standard hardback edition, as well as a deluxe boxed edition signed by President Bush himself. Go to patriotdepot.com/portraitsofcourage to get yours today. Use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness?